deliver brothers and sisters, and really deliver catechumens and candidates. We have been making a long journey, and we are minutes away for its completion. Minutes away. During this long journey, we have been using signs and directions. We have been using signs and directions, but we were not using directions from Garmin, or Google, or Apple. We were using signs and directions from the sacred scripture. Especially for the last 1 week, we were going back to the important markers of the fatal journey of people of God. And we were part of that journey. Last Saturday evening, we were in the main road to Jerusalem, Palm Sunday, waving palms. Holy Thursday, we were at the upper room, and we also went to the houses of chief priests and Pilate and Herod. Yesterday, Good Friday, we walked to Golgotha and then came to the tomb. Now it has been 1 hour, 30 minutes to get the last words of that gospel. He has been raised. 1 hour, 30 minutes. 130 minutes of waiting to hear that proclamation. The good news, he has been raised. The good news, first the women. How did they find those words? They stopped at a memorial marker. Yesterday when they left, they had placed a mark in a tomb, just like if you walk over to the garden here. There's a lot of memorial markers of loved ones' memory. Somebody has to stop there, look at them. They have to wait and see. Then they can pay respect. So here, a couple of women, their names were also mentioned today in the gospel. Mary Magdalene, Mary Mother of James, Joanna, they were there. They took their time, just like what we do today. Pausing, taking time, and reading the important markers that lead to this solemn day. The solemn declaration, the passing of Jesus, the passing of Jesus, the Paschal feast of Jesus, the Passover from Good Friday to Easter Sunday, the Passover from death to life, the Passover from the darkness, when the sun got eclipsed on Friday, to the brighter light of Easter morning, the Passover. To accompany Jesus, we took time today. We are thinking, when this is over, we were hearing the reading then the psalm singing, then the prayer, he sit down, he hear again the same. It went on and on and on, and finally he arrived. He finally arrived to the pastoral fields. Finally here. Now it is our time to join Jesus, to stay in that tool, the emptiness of the tool, and see what those people did, what they did. Tomorrow when we come back, we will see what this Peter, and then it was not only Peter, John also. Finally, they did something amazing. John believed. That's what we are here today, to bring our faith in this Passover of Jesus, and then bring our faith, joining our faith, to believe, this is a gift, to believe is a gift, to believe will witness the faith and belief of a nine special people. They are so special. You will see, you will hear their names. You will watch over their passing over to the waters of baptism, three of them. Danny, Jago, and Jeremy. They will pass over to the waters to a new life. A new life. A new life promised through the prophets, promised through the mystery of Jesus dying. The same faith of the those women and the other apostles. What they did, they saw and they believed, and then their lives were not the same. These three people, when they made their journey of what is of baptism, they went with amazement what will happen to them. They got their own tomb. They found out their journey. Through the scrutiny of their lives, they found out their lives are not perfect like any one of us. Our lives are not perfect. But they have experienced that in their deaths, their deaths can be placed in that tomb. And Jesus can make that tomb empty. Someone asked whether that just includes the very cortex. No. Accompanying these three special people are 600. There is a name, Michel, Diego. They bring richer traditions, of their faith. They grew up in different faith traditions, rich. And they are going to make their professional faith. And then they will participate the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they will share the team. And then there is three more sitting behind them. There is Steve, Sal, and Holly. They had the privilege to be baptized, but they made this journey of deepening their faith, and sharing in the Easter sacrament. Only a wonderful night for us to watch these people there. But it's also our journey today. It is our journey. As they make this journey of faith, it's our special privilege that people be here tonight with us, as family, as friends. As they bring their faith in two of our parishes, out of this time, two. From our sister Carriage, Simon Mission, Sarah and Colin. But all this time, we embrace the faith community. We celebrate. We profess with them our faith. We share with them the table. And then we have next 50 days. We took 40 days of preparing for this day of Lenten journey. 50 days. 50 days to deepen that faith. They become neophytes. And then they enrich their faith. They walk with us on this Easter joy, singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is hallelujah? Praise God. Praise God for everything. Praise God for the gift of who we are. Praise God for the gift of the family God chose us. Praise God for the divine providence which brings us all together as one family. We call it divine mercy. 8 days of Easter celebration will conclude the octave day next Saturday night. The divine mercy. St. Mary's name is, there is a billboard if you drive from the exit to south, if you're coming from south on I-75 between the last two exits, there's a billboard. Experience mercy, God's mercy. This is a place where we experience God's mercy. From the outside, from the chaos of darkness, we walk into the safety of this sanctuary. And there is another sanctuary dedicated to this great mystery of incarnation, God becoming one of us, born of a woman. Year of mercy. Divine mercy, that's what it is, Passover of Jesus from death to death. Experience the divine mercy. Let's all prepare as a community. We are inviting people to experience divine mercy. Brothers and sisters, but that divine mercy is not in that shrine. Divine mercy is not in this sanctuary, divine mercy. When people stop, when people run, and if they make a stop, they have to see us. They have to see that mercy in action in each one of us. Today we have a great congregation. Spending this much of time going through the history of salvation and defining who we are as Easter people. Praise God, we are going to be the living martyrs of divine mercy. Through our words, through our actions, we have to become the martyrs, living martyrs, today on this solemn day of mercy. Let us make that promise to God that we go and receive God's mercy and others will see. In us and through us, mercy of God. That's the story of our faith. 2,000 years. Those people who believe, their life completely changed. If our faith makes us different, then we are Easter people. May God bless all of us on this Easter day so that we can make it. This pilgrimage, not only here, but in the next life. Passing on to the risen Lord, to an eternal call, we call it now. Till that time is over, we have to continue to walk with Jesus. We need God's mercy, and we share God's mercy. Let the Lord complete our journey in the name of the Father, the Son,